This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
More than 20 years.
Yeah, if the husband leaves her for more than 20 years without divorce, can she remarry another person? Yeah? And the answer is no. Unless she is officially divorced or she goes to a well-known, reputable court. If there is no Islamic court, well-reputable court or Muslim tribunal or Sharia council to dissolve her marriage. Yes? Okay. Imagine her marriage was dissolved by an Islamic court. The marriage was dissolved on Saturday. Yeah? Saturday, 5th of Safar, the month of Safar. Because we calculate things according to what? The Hijra calendar, not according to the Gregorian calendar. How long she can stay before remarrying? Shall we say that she has been away from her husband for 20 years? So she doesn't need to wait for a idda? Is the question clear? Shall we say that she doesn't need to wait for a idda because she has been already left abandoned by the husband for 20 years? Shall we say this? And the answer is no. The answer is what? No. She should wait the idda, the proper idda period, after the divorce, not after separation from the husband. Once she is legally divorced by her husband, or legally her marriage was dissolved, yes, or she received khul' or li'an, even if she has left her husband or she has been away from her husband for 100 years, still she has to what? Wait for the idda period. Okay, so what is the point behind the idda? What is the illa? If we say that she should wait in order to make sure that she's not pregnant, yeah, definitely this lady who has been away from her husband for 20 years, she's not pregnant. Yes? So why she needs to wait the idda? For the idda? Because Allah Jalla wa Ala said so. Clear? Okay. If we have pregnancy test. She was divorced. She went to the doctor. She had the best and the most accurate test or tests. And it was confirmed that she is not pregnant. Yeah? Should she wait for the idda or not?
Yes.
Khalas. It is clear now. She should wait for the idda period. Okay. If her husband said to her that, listen, darling, yeah, I divorced you and you've been away for 20 years from me, haram. Okay. I divorced you. I forgo my idda right. Can he drop the idda?
No.
He can't. Because the idda is the right of who? Of Allah. No one can drop it. Clear? Is it clear? Okay. Yes. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasulillah. If she got married during the idda period, then what do we say? If it is after the first divorce or the second divorce, then we say to her that as if you are married when you were married. will the second so-called marriage be valid? It will not be valid. So if she got married during the Iddah period, then that marriage is invalid. Okay. Then, inshallah, next time we will speak about وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ مِنْ بُيُوتِهِنَّ وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ. Inshallah, this is enough. This will be enough, inshallah, for today. جزاكم الله خيرا.